How do you make an egg roll? You push it. What's up, you guys? It's Prince Akili with your morning news crunch for today. You can tune in every day on the Out of Touch podcast. Link is in bio. So let's get into this. So quote of the day, I'm getting this one from Benjamin Franklin. Shout out to him. Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's a great one right there. Makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. So, you know, as long as you're early to bed, early to rise, you know, same first one in, first one out, you're going to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. And that's coming from someone that's on a $100 bill. So I tap into that one. Song of the day is by Lil Tecca, 500 pounds. I'm not gonna lie. That song eats. It eats every single time. It's on a rotation heavy. He did his thing with that album, and that's the song of the day. And last one, not least, positive affirmations of the day. Okay, so. Here's the quote. You deserve to think highly of yourself. So, you know, think more of yourself. This is Prince Akili with New Crunch for today. Now we're going to talk about the Smile Snacks. Here they are. Oh, and Smile means sports, music, insight, life, and entertainment. And these are all just basically brief highlights from this week or today or anything like that, right? So starting off with sports, we have the Cam situation. He used to be a QB in NFL, and now he's got his own talk show. And he made a point about game managers and game changers. Which is actually very valid considering he's an MVP QB who's been in the league for a lot of years. You wouldn't think nothing of it. But, you know, you got these analysts who never even touched the football giving their two cents in and discrediting his knowledge about the game, which I found kind of messed up. But, yeah, the game manager and game changer I think is very valid because a lot of QBs fall more into a game manager type of situation than a game changer. It's very hard to be a game changer. It's kind of like more just being more clutch, more versatility in your skill. That's my point of view from it. And a lot of that can be seen in last night's game, actually, with the Ravens and the Cowboys when, you know, that guy kind of got pressed against the wall when it came to an elite defense. And can't really change the game in that situation. And but you look at Lamar with the Ravens, you know, it doesn't matter if players not like wide receivers not catching the ball or anything like that, you know, Lamar still shows up and still figures some way out to change the game into what he wants it to be. So kind of touching on that, I think Cam's situation, I think he's correct, and I want to see more takes from him and less takes from all these analysts, honestly. So that's been a sports highlight. Moving on to music. So Baz just dropped an album. He's part of Dreamville. It's been about 5 years since he dropped an album, so it's kind of cool that he's back on the music scene with this nice vibey album. I didn't listen to all of it yet. But I heard good reviews. I heard mixed reviews, actually. And I just got to get my take on it. But so far, what I've heard has been really good. J. Cole was on like 3 songs, I believe. So, you know, it's very vibey, very different. Very versatile within the lyrics. So that's something to really tune into. That's been your music highlight. Now, insights. We're going to talk a little bit about investing. So for investing stocks coming in 2024, I have a couple here that you might want to get on. I'm not going to lie. starting with Walmart, winter's about to come, and street saying winter's about to be, yeah, it's about to be real blizzard like real big winter type thing. So, you know, a lot of folks gonna start packing up, stocking up their houses with a whole bunch of shit. So Walmart probably something to get a couple investing stocks in. Johnson & Johnson as well, you know, big corporation. And like I said, with the winter thing, I feel like it's gonna be a really big winter, so people are gonna definitely be going out buying those supplies. So those big companies really good to get a first hand dip in. Another one, NerdWallet. If you don't know what NerdWallet is, basically like a financial website resource that a lot of people go to when learning about stocks, actually. With NerdWallet, they recently dropped the IPO not too long ago, and it's been okay, but I think it's something worth investing in because it's always a valuable resource, in my opinion at least. So I think that's something to I always say this, you know, if when you're investing in stocks, invest in stuff that you normally use, and NerdWallet is definitely a tool that gets used a lot. Another one, Sweetgreen. If you don't know what Sweetgreen is, it's like a, I believe it's like a salad shop or like some type of healthy restaurant chain thing. They've been expanding like crazy though. I see it everywhere. The folks love it. So I would hop on that as soon as possible. Another one is this stock called Vail Resorts. Basically, they have a lot of business with mountains and ski slopes and stuff like that. You know, winter's right around the corner, so great thing to invest in as take advantage of the winter, take advantage of the cold. So that has been your stocks that I think folks should buy coming into 2024. And that's been your insight. Moving on. So now we have life, and for this one, I want to do something different with like a thought-provoking question. I always like to engage the brain when it comes to how I like to, you know, think about news. So the question is, what is your idea of happiness? So for me, how I think about this, let's see. My idea of happiness is something that's internal, definitely. And it's not something you can pursue. I think it's more so the pursuit of like a passion is how that happiness kind of transforms in a way, if that makes sense. And it's not something that you technically can buy. And what I mean by that is money more so buys the obstacles that causes the stress and misery in your life, and then like the happiness is like kind of like a river and kind of just flows through the path once those obstacles are gone. So indirectly, I think money buys happiness, and that's what I think about happiness, you know. Yeah. Let me know what you guys think about the idea of happiness, and it's definitely in abundance as well. I will say that. Moving on. Entertainment. Okay, so for this one, I want to talk about just a little bit about the Breakfast Club. They did an interview on for Keith Lee, and man, was that interview terrible. I don't even know why people are still going to them for interviews, but and they definitely are just falling off in terms of, you know, being the plug for interviews as well. It doesn't show like they care that much about who they're interviewing. They kind of just going with the flow for real. But it also goes to show you like there's a lot of interviewers that kind of just don't hit the point. They're just popular, but they're not really like, they're not going to help you expand your gift a lot. And I think with Keith and Keith's situation, you know, he's growing to be such an icon. I feel like he needs to be careful with who he approaches with his gift in terms of publicity, or you'll run into stuff like that, because the whole situation has been about something about hood eating or something like that. And it's just very counterproductive, especially for, you know, the work we're trying to do for Keith. So yeah, definitely. And there are way more podcasts out there. I feel like we need to practice giving them more love and more attention. So when you get something like Keith that comes around, you know, he knows where to go to, right? And not just the Breakfast Club. Yeah, it was just a bad all-around interview. They ain't really do their homework. Gotta do better for real. Gotta do better. And that has been your Smile Snacks of today. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Boom. Okay, so moving on to the next segment. This one is called The Beacon Project. Basically, I'm building a nonprofit that it's called Sun Initiatives, and basically just aimed on creating and executing initiatives around the world to help the world. Plain and simple. And one of the projects is called The Beacon Project. Basically, having a whole bunch of information condensed into one area to make it simple for folks. I think that's very needed. So that's what we're working on. But today I just wanted to highlight some of the information and talks that's been going on. For example, the U.S. bill on boycotting, which is crazy, by the way. I mean, they really just sat up there and passed a bill on boycotting. And if you don't know what it means, basically it's like they're trying to restrain boycotting foreign countries and businesses, or major businesses that kind of supports allies of the U.S. And they're trying to treat boycotting like almost like it's like a rebellion, like a almost terrorism. They're trying to fall in line it there to where it's like if you do boycotting, you'll be getting some charges or something. However, how they're going to execute that, I don't know. But they're definitely very adamant on staying on their own position. It's definitely going to backfire. And if anything, it's just going to make people even more hot to boycott. So I think they really failed on that part. I hope they come up with something different. One that more aligns with the majority of the U.S. citizens. Hopefully. What happened? I doubt it. But, you know, One can hope. But yeah. Okay, so moving on to the next segment. This one is called The Beacon Project. Basically, I'm building a nonprofit that it's called Sun Initiatives, and basically just aimed on creating and executing initiatives around the world to help the world. Plain and simple. And one of the projects is called The Beacon Project. Basically, having a whole bunch of information condensed into one area to make it simple for folks. Think that's very needed. So that's what we're working on. But today I just wanted to highlight some of the information and talks that's been going on. For example, the U.S. bill on boycotting, which is crazy, by the way. I mean, they really just sat up there and passed a bill on boycotting. And if you don't know what it means, basically it's like they're trying to restrain boycotting foreign countries and businesses, or major businesses that kind of supports allies of the U.S. And they're trying to treat boycotting like almost like it's like a rebellion, like a almost terrorism. they're trying to fall in line there to where it's like, if you do boycott, you'll be getting some charges or something. However, how they're gonna execute that, I don't know. But they're definitely very adamant on staying on their own position. It's definitely gonna backfire, and if anything, it's just gonna make people even more hot to boycott. So I think they really failed on that part. I hope they come up with something different, one that more aligns with the majority of the U.S. citizens. Hopefully, what happened? I doubt it, but you know, one can hope. But yeah.